This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the podcast. We know that you're dealing with a lot of things from a personal and professional perspective, just like everyone else. And you're also looking to help your company manage your entire workforce. So we really appreciate you being on the show. Today, we're going to discuss how to manage a global workforce during coronavirus. But before we get started, it would be great if you could share with the audience your name, your title, your company, and where you're based.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for having me. My name is Afani Jaz, and I'm working as a director of people at VNX Technologies. VNX builds innovative machine vision systems and products that enhance human productivity. Machine vision products and platforms powers mobile, fixed, and wearable cameras to see the world like the human eye. Our solutions are deployed across industries to understand and describe the visual information from text, images, videos, barcodes, and QR codes, and also from the live scenes. We have enabled our clients to seamlessly go through the digital transformation. We have increased their stack of their digital offerings and helped them achieve organizational agility. VNX Technology has a very global and diverse workforce. Our headquarters is based in New York. Then we have an office in Pakistan as well, and we have a presence in China as well. I'm currently based out of Pakistan region. I'm managing the Asia function for VNX Technologies.
Got it. So it's safe to say your workforce is across three different countries, and you're dealing with the opening restrictions and laws and compliance for three totally different places. How does that feel? How are you even staying on top of all the news and the laws and all the things to know in regards to manage the workforce in all those places, know where people can go back to the office, and anything else that relates to your workforce?
Yeah, this is like an exciting time for, especially for the HR, where we don't have to just like focus on just one country-specific news. We are just looking at the entire global news. Our workforce is not only present in the North American region or Pakistan or China. There are like remote people working with us who are based in Europe and Dubai as well. So it's like an entire workforce where we have to deal with the situation that, okay, what's happening with respect to the labor law in a specific country. For instance, US has recently changed some leave policies, the family benefits, and during this COVID situation. Similar is the case where Pakistani government has launched some new labor laws related to the labor laws, new policies, new amendments coming in. So we have to manage all of these things together. So HR here has to step up its game. We are continuously monitoring the entire situation, what's happening globally, and not only related to the legislation pieces, we are also looking for the best practices happening across the globe so that we can make sure that the employees feel motivated. They are not mentally stressed out during this COVID situation.
One of the things that every HR leader that I've brought on this podcast has stressed is the amount of communication that you need to have with your employees to make sure that they know you have their best interests at heart and that you are making sure that they're also going to make it through this crisis. But with you having so many employees in multiple countries and regions of the world, how do you manage such a sophisticated communication strategy? I'm assuming that it can't just be a one-size-fits-all, but it would have to be very specific to each individual group of employees based off of where they're located, correct?
Yeah, absolutely right. We cannot have like one-size-fits approach for everybody. We use multiple varieties of like communication strategies. Some of them are like generic communication strategies and few of them are like indigenized as per the local needs. So since we are global, we have like global diverse workforce geographically spread. So what we have done is that we have increased the organization-wide communications, be it a communication via email or be it via an open town halls. So we have moved into the virtual town halls once a month. Then on the second hand, what we have done is that we have created specific events for the resources which are based are in different locations. Since like 60-70% of the workforce is based in Pakistan, so what we have done is that we have given them open communication channels. We have tried to move everything to the virtual stream. We have created community boards where they can like write multiple questions if they have with regards to COVID. Similarly, is the case where for the North American region, we do interact with them on a frequent basis. So what HR team is doing is that HR sets up different touch points with everyone just to understand what's happening. More importantly here, along with the HR, it's a cross-functional approach, cross-functional strategy, where different functional leaders have like collaborated with the HR to make sure that their respective team members are working perfectly fine and they are well aware of what's happening with regards to company performance and if there is an impact on the business or how it's going to be translated at their particular jobs. So what we are doing is that we always believe it's part of our culture to have an open sort of communication. So coming from the top to bottom, like from the CEO, he engages with the resources frequently. Then the layer below that, we're all C-level engages with their respective employees on a regular basis, and especially the HR and the functional directors. They play a vital role of keeping everyone updated what's happening. So starting from a daily stand-up for the teams to monthly, weekly meetings. So it's everything what we can do, like to make sure that they are like fully well aware.
While you're managing different people from different parts of the world, have you seen different trends in regards to how people are dealing with this? So have you seen that there's more stress or anxiety in places that are starting to reopen more so than other places, or where there's more cases than others? Have you seen any trends where the pandemic is directly affecting how people are able to work?
This is a very interesting question, Bruce. So this is the first time like we have seen that people are like behaving a similar kind of a pattern across the globe. So whether there are cases or like a lot of cases, like be it like the North American region, or they're like limited cases, just like the Pakistan. But people have that fear or that anxiety, or they are really concerned about their well-being, that what's going to happen. So then, like the situation is exactly the same everywhere. Is we have seen the questions coming from like from the North America or from the Pakistan or from Europe. They're generally the similar kind of questions, which they direct towards the HR about what's going to happen or how they are going to sustain in this COVID situation. So this is like something interesting. We have seen similar kind of trends across the globe in this particular pandemic situation.
What's been the hardest thing that you've had to do, or the area where it's been the least certain that of in regards to managing a global workforce?
So one of the hardest things, like keeping everyone engaged in this pandemic situation, is giving them surety about the job security. So recently we have seen cases where the organizations have let go multiple people across the globe. And whenever the news comes in, it's a human nature. People start getting frustrated about it. They go into an anxiety mode that, okay, what's going to happen to them? So we try to be as open as possible. So this is like one of the, like, I can say that we have the post-COVID, the pre-COVID and the current COVID headcount for the VNX technologies, it's the same. We haven't like let go even a single resource in this COVID pandemic situation across the globe. Rather, we have like around 20 plus positions open at the moment for which we are still hiring.
Interesting. And one of the biggest trends that I know that's at least happening in the U.S. is that a lot of companies, and even large companies, are contemplating whether or not they're going to allow their employees to work from home permanently, or at least transition into some type of hybrid model. Are you currently thinking about that? And having a global workforce, does the location matter more in regards to doing remote, or is it really more about the role?
So again, we used to have like the work from home policy before this pandemic situation, actually, and few of our resources were remotely working with us, completely 100% working from their home. What this COVID situation has taught us is that it irrespective of the role or the geographical location. It's actually how the business manages their resources. So since 60 to 70% of the workforce for us are based in Pakistan, and they do all this core technical development stuff for us, and they are all millennials, mostly millennials. So they are quite used to working from home. Their productivity has increased while working from home. So we have already given them a hybrid kind of a model where they are not forced to come to office, but it's up to their will. If they want to come in their office, if they are not feeling comfortable in their home, or if there are like some specific meetings for which they believe that, okay, they want to be like 100% focused, they can like come to office. The office will be open soon. We haven't like opened the offices yet due to government restrictions, but we will open them soon as the government gives the go ahead. And then again, it's going to be a hybrid model for everyone.
So I think it's safe to assume that one of the things that is going to happen as companies start to work more remotely or incorporate a hybrid model is that they'll be more open to hiring people regardless of where they are. And a lot of the times that means that you're going to hire people in different countries as well. So for those people who have never managed the global workforce and their current company is thinking about hiring people across the globe, or they may be moving into a new HR role where they already have a global workforce, what kind of mindset and skill sets should they bring to the table?
So this is, again, a very interesting question, Bruce. And this is a particular one of the learnings from this COVID situation, that companies do a lot of like learning need analysis across their organizations. But this is like a specific learning need which has been identified during this COVID situation, that, okay, if you are an HR manager and now the entire workforce dynamics are changing across the globe, one of the key skills you have to have is that you need to understand diverse culture. You need to understand diversity and inclusion so that you can be able to manage the entire global workforce. Similar is the case if there's going to be somebody, a new functional manager, and he hasn't been able to manage the global workforce. It is the job of the people function, actually, or the HR teams, to make sure that one of the aspect to their respective individual development needs is to make sure that they learn how to manage or how to work with different cultures and people with a diverse background. I strongly believe that if somebody is lacking this skill set, he or she is not going to be able to survive in the near future, because the work dynamics are going to be changed entirely after this pandemic.
Evan, thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience and your wisdom. And we know that you are dealing with a whole lot right now, as you've clearly explained, managing a lot of people and a big workforce around the world. So we thank you again on behalf of everyone who will be listening to this episode and our team here at Employee Cycle. We hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for having me.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.